I'd like to call to order the Oro Valley Town Council regular and special session, June 21st, 2023. Mr. Standish, roll call.
Vice Mayor Barrett. Councilmember Bowen.
Here.
Councilmember Green.
Here.
Councilmember Jones-Ivy.
Here.
Councilmember Nicholson. Councilmember Solomon.
Here.
And Mayor Winfield.
Here. We have five of seven member council members present. Vice Mayor Barrett and Councilmember Nicholson are absent at the present time. I move to go into executive session with the town manager, deputy town manager, town attorney, legal services director, and the town clerk.
Second.
Seconded by Councilmember Green. Any discussion? All in favor?
Mr. Mayor, what's the point of the executive session? You didn't say so.
Oh, excuse me. You're right. Purpose is pursuant to ARS 38-431-03, to receive legal advice regarding the Pusch Ridge Golf Course contract. Any more discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Nay. The ayes have it, 5-0. We'll go into executive session. I'd like to resume the regular session this evening. We called the meeting to order earlier at 5 p.m. We then went into executive session, and we've just returned to the regular session. But I want to welcome you to the Oro Valley Town Council regular and special session, June 21st, 2023. We had a roll call. We have now six council members present. Vice Mayor Barrett is joining us virtually this evening. Council Member Nicholson is absent. With that, looks like we're going to call roll call. Okay, Mike, or Mr. Standish, roll call, please.
Vice Mayor Barrett. Councilmember Bowen?
Here.
Councilmember Green?
Here.
Councilmember Jones-Ivy?
Here.
Councilmember Nicholson? Councilmember Solomon?
Here.
And Mayor Winfield?
Here. And so I believe the Vice Mayor will be joining us, if not, or she may have. Sometimes when council members join us virtually, there can be some technical challenges. But if you'd please join us this evening in the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you. Mr. Standish will provide upcoming meetings announcements.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Stormwater Utility Commission will hold a special session on June 22nd at 4 p.m. in Ehopi Conference Room. And then the Board of Adjustment will meet next on June 27th at 3 p.m. here in the Council Chambers. Then there will be a neighborhood meeting regarding Tropical Smoothie on June 27th at 6 p.m. in the Council Chambers and also via Zoom. The Town Council's regular session for July 5th has been canceled. The Water Utility Commission scheduled for July 10th has been canceled. And also the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting scheduled for July 11th has also been canceled. The Budget and Finance Commission will hold their next meeting then on July 18th at 4 p.m. here in the Council Chambers. And then the next Town Council's regular session is scheduled for July 19th at 6 p.m. here in the Council Chambers. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Standish. We'll go to Mayor and Council reports. I'd like to welcome this evening Mr. Jeff Wilkins, who's our new town manager. His first day was June 12th. He'll have an opportunity to provide a report this evening, but wanted to welcome Mr. Wilkins to the town of Oro Valley and to his first council meeting this evening. So welcome, Mr. Wilkins. Councilmember Green has asked for a few moments.
If I could have the slide, thank you very much. On May 7th, We lost a very valuable citizen, and that was Henry Ziff. Henry had been the president of the Oro Valley Historical Society. He's a fifth generation, or was a fifth generation, Tucsonan. And the Historical Society, to help commemorate his service, planted a tree overlooking the ridge named for his great-great-grandfather. And this slide shows it. It's a nice Palo Verde. I think it will do well in the future and will remind us of this person who gave so much of himself to help make Oro Valley what it is. So thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councilmember Green. Other reports this evening? Okay. Seeing none, we'll go to the town manager's report. Mr. Wilkins. I think you need to turn on your intercom.
There you go. First, thank you. I'm glad to be here. Have gotten a chance to meet with all the council members except one thus far, and finishing up meetings with the leadership staff, and we'll start meeting with stakeholders. And so, we'll appreciate all the input and thoughts that I've received thus far. So, other items. Of note, for special events, the annual 4th of July event at Cree Park, Tuesday, July 4th, it's free. Starts at 5 o'clock, fireworks at 9 to 9:20. They'll have a kids' zone, arts, crafts, face painting, live music, and performances. Food trucks also, and drinks available for purchase. Discounted rates at the Aquatic Center. So come on out. Also, was given some statistics about the Aquatic Center. To date, we're at an all-time high of members, totaling 690. So, $5 Sunday Family Fund has 350 families in its first five Sundays. So it represents 200 to 300 individuals each Sunday. So some growth there. And so almost up over 100 from the prior year. So anyway, thank you for letting me make comments.
Of course, Mr. Wilkins, thank you for your report. And of course, we look forward to future reports. The agenda will remain as posted. We'll go to call to audience. Next on our agenda item, I do have some call to audience blue cards. And I'll read this statement. Pursuant to the Arizona open meeting law, mayor and council are not allowed to discuss, respond to, or take legal action on matters raised during call to audience. At the conclusion of call to audience, council members may direct staff to review the matter, ask that the matter be placed on a future agenda, or respond to criticism made by speakers. When you come forward to the podium, if you'd please state your name and whether you're a resident of Oro Valley. Anthony Ferrara.
Mr. Mayor, council members, my name is Anthony Ferrara, and I am a resident of Oro Valley. If it comes before you, I encourage you to vote no on the rezoning request proposed by the Oro Valley Church of the Nazarene. The proposed project is not compatible with the neighborhood, and it will do permanent and irreparable harm to the neighborhood. Thank you.
Tricia Tozier.
Hi, Tricia Tozier, a longtime resident of Oro Valley. I was looking on the Oro Valley webpage, and your webpage tells me that we don't need the Oro Valley Church of the Nazarene's entertainment and soccer fields and all of that, because of the Oro Valley households, there are only 20% have children. That means over 80% are childless. And because of that, I'd like to know how many people in the Oro Valley Church are residents of Oro Valley, because that would make a difference, I would think. We now have, in the Riverfront Park, we have two lighted soccer fields. We have a lighted basketball court. In the Naranja Park, we have 8 multi-use fields. They are going to put in 2 lighted basketball fields behind the Aquatic Center, and that's being planned. In 2020, that you commissioned a survey about what we needed in the town and what the town people needed. And these are Oro Valley residents who live here and pay taxes and what we wanted, not what other people wanted. 93% wanted to preserve open spaces and the environment. 77% thought that open spaces were important to sustain and to raise taxes. There were only an estimated number of households who feel that their needs are not met at least 50% of the time. They said that walking, jogging, cycling, and equestrian trails, there's about 4,138 people that feel that 50% of the time they are not being met. Soccer, 947 people. I think there's quite a difference there. Again, from your survey by the, what was the name of that, those people that did that? The ETC Institute out of Kansas City. The programs that were most important to Oro Valley taxpayers were wellness activities, 27%. Special events like the 4th of July, 31%. Soccer, 4%. Reservations and rental athletic fields, such as the church is providing, 0%. I think that all of these numbers speak for themselves. I think that these are your numbers, and this is our town. And I don't really think that we need to provide for other towns something that we don't need or want. And that's why I'm against the Oro Valley Church's athletic fields. Thank you.
Joanne Michelson.
Hello, good evening. I'm here once again to urge you all, Town Council, when this comes up to you, because we know it will be coming up to you at some point, but I do want to express to you...
If you could please state your
Joanne
name.
Joanne Michelson, Oro Valley Town resident. I live on Calle Buena Vista. We kind of feel like we're dragged and dragged and dragged and dragged because we don't know when this is going to happen. We are representing ourselves because we don't want you to forget us. 365 days a year, I live in my house. And 365 days, morning, night, I have people driving down Calle Buena Vista. This proposed rezone will change that drastically. Newspaper article. We were in the paper. I was very pleased to see that. But right above us was the fight that the city of Tucson is fighting for the historic hotels that the Pima Community College has bought. A good friend of mine is on the historical commission. These are important people. This town is important. The town of Oro Valley has very many high-end neighborhoods, new neighborhoods. Ours is an old neighborhood that it should be historic and remain that way. Please consider that when you propose this rezone. Please vote no.
Tim Fagan.
Tim Fagan, I am a resident of Oro Valley, live on Calle Buena Vista. There was just mentioned an article in the Arizona Daily Star on May 28th. It was balanced and clearly written, but there was some relevant information that was not included. We built our home on Calle Buena Vista in 1990. Many neighbors have been here longer. The neighborhood in which OVCN sits, Linda Vista Citrus Tax 2, and the adjacent neighborhoods were established for residential use in the 1930s. The R144 zoning limits housing to no more than one house per 3.3 acres and includes farms and ranches with horses and other animals. More than 50 horses reside on Calle Buena Vista and its southwest corner with Calle Concordia, less than a half mile from OVCN. We were attracted by the peaceful rural setting for ourselves and our horses. The proposed although now inactivated, OVCN zoning would totally disrupt the lifestyle and traumatize animals due to traffic, noise, and light pollution. Thank you.
I have no other blue cards for call to audience, so I'll close. Devin Smith.
Thank you. Good evening, Mayor Winfield and members of the Town Council. We are residents of Oro Valley. My name is Devin Smith, and our family has a home on Calle El Milagro. I'd like to thank you all, first of all, for listening to our concerns week after week and month after month. As one neighbor said, we just don't want our voices lost as this continues to drag out. We remain adamantly opposed to the OVC and rezone. It's not compatible with our beautiful, historic neighborhood, and it causes immense safety concerns for the residents, my own children included. This rezone will absolutely compromise the quality of daily life for the neighbors who live there. It is a neighborhood worth preserving for the families who live there now, and for all the generations of families who will choose to call that neighborhood home in the future. It remains my hope that an alternative solution to the OVC and rezone will be reached. Thank you.
Okay, I believe that's all the blue cards for our call to audience this evening. And so I'm going to close call to audience. I'm going to adjourn the regular session and call a special session to order. Mr. Standish, if you could read item one of the special session agenda.
Public hearing, resolution number R23-25, approving the adoption of the final budget of the Town of Oro Valley for fiscal year 2023-24, including approval of the 10-year capital improvement program from fiscal year 2023-24 through fiscal year 2032-33, and the fiscal year 2023-24 general pay plan.
Thank you, Mr. Standish. Our Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Gephardt, will present this item. Following Mr. Gephardt's presentation, there will be a public hearing. If you would like to speak to this particular agenda item, please fill out a blue card that are available in the back of the room and bring your blue card to one of the clerks. At present, I do not have any blue cards for the public hearing. Mr. Gephardt.
Well, good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of council. I have just a short presentation for you this evening. This is the culmination of a significant effort on the part of staff over the past 6+ months to present a structurally balanced budget that continues to meet the town's operational and strategic needs for next fiscal year. As a reminder, the expenditure limitation of $148.5 million was established on June 7th with the adoption of the tentative budget. What is proposed for final adoption this evening is unchanged from that amount. Adoption of the final budget includes approval of the town's 10-year capital improvement program, as well as the fiscal year 23-24 pay plan. Finally, council has authority to amend the budget throughout the year, but cannot increase the spending authority. So staff is recommending final adoption of what was approved on June 7th. With adoption, staff will publish final budget forms as required by the State Auditor General's Office and submit the budget to GFOA for consideration of their Distinguished Budget Award Program. That concludes my presentation this evening, Mr. Mayor. We are available for any questions at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gephardt. I'm going to open the public hearing for this special session agenda item. If you would like to speak to this particular topic, this is your opportunity to do so. The general or the public hearing is open. Receiving no blue cards and seeing no one go to the back of the room, I'm going to close the public hearing. I would move to approve resolution number R23-25, adopting the final budget of the Town of Oro Valley for fiscal year 2023-24, including the FY 2023-24 general pay plan under the same conditions authorized with the FY 2022-23 general pay plan adoption, and further move to approve the Town of Oro Valley 10-year capital improvement program for FY 2023-24 through FY 2032-33.
Second.
Seconded by Councilmember Green. We'll open it for discussion. Questions? Councilmember Bowen.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate your work tonight and your work yesterday at the Budget and Finance Commission. I recall that one of our Budget and Finance Commissioners asked us about a specific CIP project, which we're not forecasting, but could be quite expensive, and that's the La Cañada Bridge at approximately $7.7 million. Right now, we don't have a funding source, and we're seeking federal grant money for it. The question I believe that was asked was, If we don't get the federal grant money in a timely manner, what does the town do?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, Councilmember Bowen, thank you for the question. So as we explained to the Budget and Finance Commission last night, we would seek out other alternative forms of funding for that project, depending on the severity and the need at that point in time. And one of those funding sources that would potentially be considered would be a bond or a debt issuance to complete that project, again, just depending on the severity and the need that was determined if we could not achieve grant funding. So,
and Dave, within the 10-year CIP, we don't just have one bridge, we have four. Would that answer be the same if we ever found ourselves in a situation where the safety level of the bridge was lower than what we could accept, but we didn't necessarily have a funding source for it? What would we consider beyond federal grant money?
Sure, certainly, Mr. Mayor, Councilmember Bowen. So we reprioritize our 10-year CIP every single year. And so depending on, again, the severity of the need and what was determined there, potential options would be to find that capacity in existing contingency in any particular year, assuming that that fell within the confines of what our contingency allowed for. We could look at reprioritizing some of the projects, rejigging them, so potentially deferring some projects into later fiscal years and bumping that project forward. And then also, debt issuance is a possibility as well, depending again on what the conditions are and what is needed at that point in time to deal with the need.
Thank you. And the final question is, even though we have a pretty healthy amount of CIP projects to execute in the next 10 years, is it correct that this current budget does not include a police station in that?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, Councilmember Bowen. So the current budget really deals with this upcoming fiscal year CIP, which the police station is not considered in there, but the police station is reflected in the 10-year CIP. Those are very rough estimates and will be subject to further discussion and direction from council moving forward in this upcoming fiscal year. And as that kind of gets refined as to what council provides direction to staff, then we'll certainly refine those numbers and provide an update to the CIP at that point in time, probably during next budget season.
Thank you. Those are my questions.
Thank you.
Other questions? Councilmember Solomon?
If appropriate at this time regarding the 10-year capital improvement plan, and that's the question is, we have $40 million budgeted for a police station. What about funding sources for that? That's a very high priority, important facility that's needed for our community.
Sure, Mr. Mayor, Councilmember Solomon. So one of the strategic plan items for this upcoming year is to look at diversifying revenue sources. This is something that staff will undertake, and we constantly kind of look at our diversification of revenue streams and sources, and that's certainly something that we're aware of. I think a potential debt issuance, if not for the entirety of the project, maybe a portion of it would certainly be under consideration. That $40 million is a very, very rough number. It really kind of depends on the scope and scale of what council directs and decides moving forward. So there's nothing is really off the table, and we will continue to kind of chip away at this thing and look at what our options are moving forward.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, other questions? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Nay. The ayes have it 5-0. I don't know if
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I'm also an aye. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you. So the ayes are 6-0. The motion passes. Thank you, Mr. Gephardt. I'm going to adjourn the special session and reconvene the regular session. The next item on the agenda is the consent agenda. I move to approve the consent agenda.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to pull item D as in David.
Okay, we'll pull item D. So I move to approve consent agenda item A, B, C. Is D the last one? So A, B, and C. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Councilmember Solomon. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed, nay. The ayes have it 6-0. Councilmember Solomon, item D.
Yes, I just didn't want this to pass under the radar. This is a resolution authorizing approving an intergovernment agreement between the town of Oro Valley and the University of Arizona to reimburse the town for 100% of the fully loaded personnel costs to loan Commander Chris Olson to University of Arizona to serve as their interim police chief. I just wanted to bring this to light. Our, as it mentions, one of our longstanding commanders, Chris Olson, was recruited by the University of Arizona in their time of need for an interim police chief, and the town has agreed to effectively lend him to the University of Arizona so we could help get their police department back into shape and up and running efficiently. They've had some issues there. And Commander Olson actually started out early in his career working at the University of Arizona Police Department, so he was already familiar with it. So I just think this is, you know, it's a great time to, in a way, celebrate that, you know, once again, reflecting the quality of officers and leadership that we have within our own police department, that when this came up and they needed somebody who could step in immediately, who had the expertise to take over command of the entire organization, that he was sought out. So I just wanted to congratulate him and, frankly, the entire police department for the amazing job and officers that we have. And I would move to approve item D.
Second. Any more discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed, nay. The ayes have it 6-0. Nice job, Chief. We'll go to the regular agenda, item 1. Mr. Standish.
Discussion and possible action regarding the use of the Push Ridge Golf Course.
So Councilmember Solomon and Councilmember Green requested this agenda item, and I'll turn the floor over to Councilmember Solomon and Green.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Back in 2021, due to the community input, this council reopened the Push Ridge Golf Course for an initial trial period of 3 to 5 years. Through the participation of many volunteers, the HOA surrounding Push Ridge Golf Course, the neighbors, the Friends of Push Ridge Golf Course, town staff, and Indio Golf, they worked tirelessly to reopen the golf course and make sure it was a success. And the past several years have shown that they really did achieve that. They've had an outstanding number of golf rounds played. They've organized different tournaments and organizations to utilize the golf course. And it's been going very, very well. This recently, this golf was introduced to the Push Ridge Golf Course, and it raised a lot of concerns for the golfers and the neighbors. They had a lot of questions about that, the introduction of the disc golf. In particular, was how was disc golf going to impact golf play during this trial period that the town was evaluating the reopening of the Push Ridge course. There are other concerns. Was this just temporary, or is this just an initial trial that will be expanded after the summer? There are other issues, of course, was why was Push Ridge chosen for disc golf versus the possibility of expanding the Push Ridge golf play through the summer? They had a good number of questions about this, and unfortunately, I think their concerns were aggravated by perhaps a lack of communication on our part, and then also through some publications of the Disc Golf Club. Now, let me state that I have all the feedback I have gotten and concerns from the people surrounding the golf course and playing on the golf courses was never that We absolutely, positively do not want any disc golf here. They just had a lot of concerns about its implementation and its operations. And I think this was aggravated to a sense by a post, and this is from the Tucson Disc Golf Club president. And it says, quote, "I made a promise to our community that Tucson Disc Golf Association would strive to establish three new disc golf courses, aiming for a total of five. I am thrilled to announce we have accomplished our three-course goal with the completion of El Conquistador. Over the past year and a half, we have attended monthly meetings with the town of Oro Valley, overcoming numerous challenges along the way, from course design to installation and tee design." Well, this kind of came as a surprise to the members of our community who have been actively participating in a Pusch Ridge golf course, who have been financially contributing to the Pusch Ridge golf course through HOA donations, which are memorized in a legal document, an agreement between the HOA and the Pusch Ridge and the town of Oro Valley. And this certainly seemed to imply that this has been going on for a long time, and the Pusch Ridge folks didn't feel like they had ever really been involved in this. And this just aggravated their concerns as to what's going on, particularly with regards to the fact that there's a three-year trial period for golf. Now, as I said, I think a lot of this has been some miscommunication. I'm not sure the town has ever made it clear that, in my understanding, disc golf is simply a trial period during the summer when golf play is not normally done, that it's not permanent, that it's not going to continue into the golf year. But all of these were and still are somewhat unknowns. So based on this information, I have a starting motion I would like to make that the council can then discuss.
Councilmember Solomon, I do have a number of blue cards. Okay.
I'm more than happy to let the blue cards go before I
do the motion. I meant to mention that before. Okay. I have a number of blue cards for this particular agenda item. Again, when you come forward, if you'd please state your name and whether you're a resident of Oro Valley. Anna Bifano.
I love being the leadoff batter. Okay. My name's Anna Bifano, and yes, I am a resident of Oro Valley. So, Mr. Mayor, members of the Town Council and Oro Valley staff, and welcome to Jeff Wilkins to our community. I'm a full-time resident of Oro Valley. I'm on the board of Friends of Pusch Ridge, and I also serve as landscape chair for the El Conquistador Patio Homes. We live on the fifth hole of Pusch Ridge, of the Pusch Ridge course. Many of you know me and the passion that I have for the beauty of the course, the successes we've achieved in the past 2 years since it was reopened, and the demographics that are starting to happen around the course. It's serving as a very successful town amenity, and it's exciting to see that. When we worked with you to reopen the course, we weren't expecting a handout. We were thrilled with the decisions, rolled up our sleeves, and contributed blood, sweat, tears, and expertise towards the success of the course. We were and still are appreciative of your support and the professional improvements made by Indigo Golf. We have never given up on our goal to prove that Pusch Ridge Golf can succeed as a year-round nine-hole golf course. In the 2020 Oro Valley Park and Recreation Community Interest and Opinion Survey, 22% of the respondents said golf was most important to their households. 3% said that disc golf was most important. As a group of residents, we worked with the town in Indigo to bring Pusch to life, and as you know, we celebrated over 15,000 rounds in year one and 16 in year two. That's only a six-month season. The 22% of the people that responded did end up with a fast, affordable, and fun opportunity in the heart of Oro Valley at the base of the ridge and right next to the Hilton, one of the largest contributors to sales tax in our community. Rumblings of disc golf started early, first the world-class tourneys, and then some discussion about integrating disc with golf. Friends in the HOAs questioned the lack of a business plan, and since we were subsidizing the course, we thought we should have a seat at the table. In a recent email to all of you, I expressed disappointment about the information shared in the two meetings on May 4th that DISC was in fact commencing on June 6th as a summer activity. We agreed to accept it and support it as a summer test, but we did not understand how this had gone so far. the Tucson Disc Golf Club expressed their appreciation to the town and Troon via social media that Councilman Solomon just brought up. I'm sorry, I did have this down to 3 minutes, Mr. Mayor. Their year and a half of meetings, and they were allowed to install baskets creating 18 holes. The baskets are buried in cement, and it would appear that this is a step toward a permanent course. The fairways are narrow, discs are heavy, and have already landed on patios. Homeowners have had altercations with players. There are many lovely people playing disc golf as well, but the entire situation could have been orchestrated differently. Now we have two groups pitted against each other, exchanging comments on Facebook, and many of us wondering, may I finish? I only have a couple more sentences. And what's the highest and best use of this wonderful golf course that was established 40 years ago and is the centerpiece of over 200 homes? We know the success of the course has taken all of this collective village that's here in this room and beyond. Our four leagues have waiting lists. Our marketing plan has reaped measurable rewards. Gross revenues were in excess of $400,000 this past year. This does not include the money spent at local restaurants and the hotel for the many leagues after parties. Nine-hole golf is on the rise nationally. Let's make sure that Pusch Ridge and the town of Oro Valley benefits from this phenomenon. Young, old, families, hackers, players, and visitors. Thank you for listening.
Guy Cook.
Good evening. My name is Guy Cook. My wife, Cindy, and I have maintained a residence in Oro Valley for the last 12 years. Welcome, Mr. Wilkins, to this wonderful community. Thank you to all council members for your service to our community. And more importantly, thank you for supporting the motion that Mayor Winfield made a couple of years ago to reopen this golf course. Through that motion and the work of many people, it's been wildly successful. It's filled a niche in our community, and as Anna Bufano was spoken to, the actual rounds of golf that have been played, it's been an unbelievable success. And the concern I think that some people have in the neighborhood, and some of you know I'm the past president of the 192-home HOA, the El Conquistador Resort Patio Home Association, is precisely what has been spoken to already. Perhaps some miscommunication, perhaps some misunderstanding. What does this mean about the future of Pusch Ridge Golf and the success versus disc golf? As has been mentioned, Pusch Ridge has been around for 41 years. In February of 1982, Saturday, February 20th, 1982, the course opened 8 months before the resort was even open. It's got a rich history. The first pro subsequently was inducted into the PGA Golf Hall of Fame for Arizona. The second pro was a very unique pro. She was a woman, which was a rare thing that many years ago, who went on to become successful in her own right and was the director of golf, the first director of golf at Star Pass. My point is that this is not some scrub piece of land or some remnant ground that needs to be explored for possible use, which is certainly the case with the large number of disc golf courses across the country. 90% of them are public land, mostly in and around parks. I'm not against disc golf. It can be an exciting and fun sport. The concern is be careful with your investment you've made here. Be careful with the success that you've created with Pusch Ridge. Don't do something that inadvertently causes that a setback. Find a way to maintain and continue the success, and don't let this effort be a negative on that success. Thank you.
Angelo Bufano? When you come to the podium, if you could speak in the speaker. Thank you.
My name is Angelo Bufano, and I am a resident of Oro Valley. Mr. Mayor, council members, staff, and fellow residents of Oro Valley, I am a full-time resident of Oro Valley. We've owned our home for 25 years, and the property has been in our family for 40 years. We love and support Oro Valley. I have nothing against disc golf, and in fact, I was impressed with the talent and athleticism I saw last year with the limited special exhibitions. I do have three issues. There are better venues for disc golf than a residential area on a dedicated single-use golf course. Riverfront Park, James Craig Park, Naranja Park, all multi-use areas. And they're parks, as opposed to being in the middle of a community. Vistoso would be a great idea. Anyway, disc presents a conflict with year-round golf at Push Ridge, which has always been a goal to consider. When previously discussing your round summer golf at Push Ridge, Park and Recreation said too costly with maintenance, staff, water, not self-sustaining. 5 minutes later, in same meeting, Park and Rec responded to a question regarding the benefits of town amenities that they should be evaluated and judged, should not be evaluated and judged by finance, profit and loss alone. I would suggest you don't know what you don't know. When Push Ridge reopened for the fiscal year, first year of the three-year trial, management budgeted for 6,500 rounds. We all know how that turned out. There were over 15,000 rounds in that first year, and the second year was better than that. Number three, transparency is critical to the citizens of Oro Valley. Whether it is disc golf, Naranja Park, marketplace development, interpretation of the town survey of wants and needs, police headquarters, Oro Valley Rec Center elevator, reclaimed water for town facilities and amenities. Consider. Thank you.
Kelly Windsor.
Hello, Mr. Mayor, council members, staff. Welcome. Welcome, Mr. Williams. My name is Kelly Windsor, and I am an Oro Valley resident. I just have a few observations to make about the Push Ridge Golf Course because I live right nearby. I'm not a member of one of the Push Ridge HOAs, but we live up the hill, and I drive by the course two or three times. You know, it couldn't be three times a day, two or four times a day. My husband and I also play in the Wednesday golf league at Push Ridge, which is incredibly popular. We know you get an email to sign up, and you have to sign up immediately or you will not get a space. So it's a really fun way to meet local neighbors, and it's been really good for us. We're relatively new, and it helped us get acquainted with some of our friends at in Oro Valley. So what I'd like to say is that I've also been actually pretty impressed with the disc golf people. I loved watching those tournaments last year. It was really fun. It was great to see all the young people out there and the crowds and the cameras. So when I heard the idea that they might put disc golf on that course in the off season, I thought, well, you know, that's not a bad idea. I realize, you know, it's closed now, I believe, because of lack of water. You know, the budget for water in the summer, you know, like I said, I'm pretty new here, so I don't know. But what I've seen is, I'm actually kind of surprised once they opened the course up for disc golf play, after it had been there for about 3 weeks, I asked my husband when it was going to open, because I've seen the setup, but I hadn't seen any people on the course. And he told me, oh, it is open, which was surprising to me. And then I noticed on weekends in the mornings, I did see some people out there. So I thought, okay, well, that's fine. I was a little surprised, like I said, because we saw so many people during the tournaments that the usage was relatively low. But then I thought, well, maybe that's not so bad for the usage of the golf course. But what's happened, I noticed now, is driving by some of the greens, like the fourth green, discs have taken huge chunks out of the greens. So even though we have very low usage, it looks like, there's still potentially the way the course is set up, and maybe there's a different way to do it, but it looks like we're inflicting some damage on the course, which could be pretty darn expensive to fix. So I feel like we're getting this bad combination of potentially of low usage, but potential high costs to repair it. So that's my concern. So I don't know if this is the best place or if there's another place, or maybe we could try a different setup for the course. But that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Dave Brown.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, Town Council. My name is Dave Brown, and my wife and I have been Oral Valley residents for the past 6 years. First of all, I'd like to thank all of you for your community service and dedication to the public. We are grateful for the time and the energy and commitment you give to help make Oral Valley a nice place to live. I wish to ask for some clarification on the long-range future for Pusch Ridge Golf Course. Everyone that I have talked to has opinions and rumors about its status. Here are the top three or four items that I thought I would share with all of you. Will this continue as a golf course in the winter and be utilized by disc golf in the summer? Is there a long-range plan to convert the entire course to disc golf? What should we tell prospective homeowners who wish to buy a home next to this golf course? Thank you so much.
Christopher Albers.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, council members, residents, and guests. My name is Christopher Albers. I'm a resident of Oral Valley. I am the founding former president of the Gwinnett County Disc Golf Association in Snellville, Georgia. I'm a member of the Professional Disc Golfers Association, and I've been playing disc golf since 1983. When I moved to Tucson in 2016, there were only a few disc golf courses in town, none of them close to Oral Valley. Having had experience in working with Gwinnett County Parks and Recreation to expand disc golf in Georgia, I met with Director Diaz Tran in the hopes of building a course in Oral Valley. At that time, Parks and Rec responded favorably to the idea of disc golf in Oral Valley, but disc golf ultimately did not come here through my efforts. When I learned that an 18-hole disc golf course would be coming to Pusch Ridge, naturally I was quite excited to have a quality championship-level course close to home. I purchased a season pass as soon as they became available and have played the course every week since it opened. Pusch Ridge is the only championship-level course in Tucson. There are several in Phoenix, over 2 hours away. The disc golf course at Pusch Ridge represents, I believe, an excellent use of town resources and affords an opportunity for recreation not found elsewhere in Oral Valley. Disc golf, while a very young sport, having started in about 1970 compared to ball golf, is one of the fastest growing sports in the world, and it is accessible to all in a way that ball golf is not. The learning curve is quite shallow, the expense is minimal, and families and friends can enjoy the sport together, no matter their skill level. Disc golfers want to see the sport grow and flourish. Tucson disc golfers in particular are dedicated to their sport and are a close-knit group, in part due to the lack of courses in Tucson and the variety. Speaking for myself and others I know, I want to be an example of responsible, disciplined players who care about the sport and the facilities it is played on. The nationwide disc golf community volunteers significant time and care to the maintenance of free-to-play courses and local clubs sponsor tournaments and events that bolster the local economy and often benefit charitable causes. I played in a tournament not long ago that benefited the Food Bank of Tucson. This will only continue to grow as the sport does. Oral Valley should continue to be proud to be a proud part of those efforts. It is my understanding that there are some residents here that do not wish to have disc golf on this course. They may not know that recently El Rio Public Golf Course recently opened a pay-to-play 18-hole disc golf course on their facility that is played concurrently with ball golf. I think that this is an excellent representation of how two sports can work together for mutual benefit. Disc golf is played concurrently on many golf courses throughout the U.S. and the world. I sincerely hope that disc golf will continue at Pusch Ridge and that the town of Oral Valley will not only support this, but also expand disc golf in the community to other locations, such as the old Vistoso Golf Course, Naranja Park, or perhaps even other areas like the riverbed near the Oral Valley Hospital. Disc golf is a sport that fits well into almost any environment, has a minimal impact on nature, and requires little capital to start and maintain. It represents a value to parks and recreation operations that is difficult to match by other activities. Thank you.
Marie Daniels.
My name is Marie Daniels. I live in Oral Valley. I've lived here for 7 years, and I live right off the fourth hole at Bush Ridge Golf Course. I want to thank Mr. Mayor, council members, and welcome Mr. Williams to allow us to speak. My concerns are that our community is not conducive to this particular sport. The liability factor I'm concerned about for us homeowners, and not only us, but for the town, because when these discs are thrown, they could go anywhere and have. They can end up on our patios. They could end up in the trees. And you have these young people climbing trees to get these discs. And I'm concerned about the liability factor. So I appreciate the opportunity to be heard. And I also consider the fact of Rancho Vistoso as a good alternative. So thank you for allowing me to speak.
Dylan Gassaway.
Hello, Mayor and Council. My name is Dylan Gassaway. I am not a resident of Oro Valley. I am here today representing the Tucson Disc Golf Association. I am the president, and I speak on behalf of that community. Tucson has witnessed the steady rise of popularity of disc golf following the global trend. The sport was introduced in 1977, and just a year later, Tucson proudly opened its first disc golf course, the Santa Cruz River Disc Golf Course. This course was one of the pioneer 10 in the entire country. Over the years, the disc golf scene in Tucson has flourished, and today the city and its surrounding metro area boast a total of 10 courses. The growth has been particularly notable recently with the 3 new courses added in the past 6 months alone. Among these new additions is a championship level course at Bush Ridge. The new Bush Ridge Disc Golf Course holds immense significance for the Tucson disc golf community. With its grand opening, this meticulously designed course has sparked a wave of excitement and enthusiasm among both seasoned players and newcomers alike. Nestled against the stunning backdrop of the iconic Bush Ridge Mountains, this course not only offers a thrilling and challenging playing experience, but also provides a unique opportunity to connect with nature. The course's strategic layout, featuring a variety of tee pads, fairways, and baskets, presents an exciting test of accuracy and distance for players of all skill levels. Moreover, the addition of the Bush Ridge Disc Golf Course to Tucson's recreational landscape signifies the growing recognition and support for disc golf as a vibrant sport within the community. It has become a gathering place for disc golfers to share their passion, exchange tips and tricks, and strengthen the bonds of a tight-knit community. The course availability to the public also promotes health and well-being, encouraging active outdoor lifestyles and promoting the values of sportsmanship, respect, environmental stewardship. Overall, the Bush Ridge Disc Golf Course has become an emblem of the Tucson disc golf community's growth, unity, and shared love for the game. Integrating disc golf into traditional golf courses offers numerous benefits. It diversifies recreational options, attracting a wider range of players, and increasing utilization. This leads to potential revenue growth through memberships, tournaments, and merchandise sales. Disc golf introduces a new demographic, including younger players and families, promoting inclusivity and intergenerational participation. It also enhances sustainability with minimal infrastructure and lighter environmental impact. The integration fosters collaboration, respect, and community building between golfers and disc golfers, strengthening the facility's appeal and sustainability. Overall, it's a win-win situation, diversifying offerings and attracting new players. Thank you guys for your time.
Scott Avery.
Scott Avery. I am a resident of Oral Valley, and I live on, the third fairway. You think I know off the top of my head. First, Mr. Gappar, good luck on your presentation and winning the budget award. And I did kind of just want to share a couple of things because we live where we live. There's a basket right there. Like, nobody plays. It's dead all the time. I'm hopeful that you guys get the people out there, but keep in mind that we really need to look at the rounds, the money that people are paying, if we're going to look at this as an alternative revenue source for the town. Because basically, from what everything I've seen and looked at the numbers from a high level, I think between increased property taxes, because people will pay more to be on a golf course, the revenue that we generate from the rounds, the additional TPT that we get from places like restaurants and things like that, that it really benefits. And I think if we sat down and looked at the numbers, we'd probably be somewhere between $500,000 and $1 million that this course is generating directly and indirectly to the bottom line of the city. And I think that's something that we need to consider, is all those factors. the other thing too is transparency, I think. And I really appreciate how hard it is for people to be transparent, because you want to be, but it's hard sometimes. And I think we're frustrated because we're not getting that. I don't think it's intentional. I just think it's like, oh, crap, I didn't think of that kind of thing. But hopefully now you all have heard that, and there will be a better effort for us all to work together, because I think that's really what we're looking for, is just everybody to work together. And the sort of the last thing I'll say is, I think I'm one of only one or two who live in the homes who actually have a child going to school. And knowing what's happening here, you know, like who's going to be walking back through, what she's seeing. You know, I love seeing the diversity of the, we'll call it the older generation who play golf, and then the younger generation who play disc. She wants to get out there and do it. And I do have to say that as an alternative revenue source, she has golf balls available for sale if anybody wants one during the season. So I do appreciate your time, and again, appreciate how hard it is for the transparency, but hope that we really pick that up. Thank you.
John Cronin.
Hello, my name is John Cronin. I am a resident of Oro Valley. I also happen to be on the board of directors for the El Conquistador Resort Patio Homes. I was involved in a lot of the conversations and discussions that I understand you guys received in a report with regard to this topic. I also want to join with my neighbors with regard to their concerns for our neighborhood with regard to disc golf. But I also want to bring up another point, and that is something that I discussed with Deputy Chief Hicks in a conversation I had with him after we met with the town folks on disc golf. And that was the concerns that I have and raised with regard to the players that are out there. This is during the summer months. The average temperature in June is somewhere in the mid-90s. July is a little bit worse, but we get thunderstorms. Where are those players going to go in the middle of a thunderstorm? The obvious choice, if you're on that course, is to hop a fence and sit under someone's patio, somebody that's not there. That's a big security concern to us, and it's something that we wanted to raise and has never been addressed by the people at Parks and Recreation. The other thing I want to bring up is that the homeowners associations do not oppose disc golf. However, we do oppose breaches of the agreement that we signed in 2021. You've received notice from the HOAs that we believe there's been a breach of that agreement. That was sent in early June. We have not yet received a response. We want to get that dealt with, because there's a requirement in that agreement that we meet and confer within 30 days to deal with this. This problem has a very simple solution. We've proposed it throughout the discussions, and that is, let's put together a modification of the agreement to deal with disc golf during the summer of 2023. We can put the restrictions that we want in there, we can put some concerns in there, and we can get this thing resolved. But so far, we have heard nothing. Thank you.
Naranjan Visio.
Mayor, Council, thank you very much. My name is Naranjan Vesio. As you see, I do have some props. 22 years here in Oro Valley along the Push Ridge Golf Course. My issues with process. Over 2 years ago, Council's decision to restore Push Ridge Golf Course to its originally designed use as a ball golf course and accept HOA subsidies during the three-year trial was Council's alone. That decision by this legislative branch of our government was made transparently in open meetings, and now is in public record. Because of that precedent, In my opinion, any decision on alternate use during this trial period should once again have been council's decision alone. You're the elected body directly accountable to the town's voters. This decision would have been public record and could have been referenced in the town HOA contracts for subsidies. Okay, but what's done is done. Disc golf has started for the summer at Pusch Ridge Golf Course, and here's what some homeowners are saying. Why was disc golf introduced without direct HOA involvement throughout the process? Just telling us is not involving us. Homeowners did not sign up at $150 per lot per year to subsidize disc golf. Pusch Ridge is not a place for disc golf, since valuable discs can end up in people's yards. Well, that last point, as an engineer, I wanted to check out for myself, since there isn't a lot of precedent for disc golf so close to homes. All right, this is a frisbee. These are discs for disc golf. Don't dare call these frisbees. A frisbee is a toy. It can be thrown between two people between a distance of 30 to 50 yards. This is a disc golf driver, I believe. Some of my colleagues can correct me. But this is a highly developed instrument that's meant to be thrown hard and fast and perhaps reach hundreds of yards. Okay, I tried it for myself and found discs to be quite a bit more unforgiving than this old whammo frisbee. Discs are aerodynamically designed projectiles. So when thrown on a plane that is not cutting through air, but instead catches air, can veer off course considerably. I've witnessed this for myself. Especially in wind, all this is exacerbated substantially. I'll cut to the chase. These discs will end up in yards and patios, especially when thrown from elevation, uphill, and in the wind. Players will want to retrieve them. I have seen it for myself, and here's the point. Had all parties sat down together after a council decision to proceed with disc golf this summer, I know we could have come up with a way of safely and assuredly returning these discs to their players. Thank you very much.
I have no other blue cards. Councilmember Solomon, you have a motion?
Yes, thank you. The motion for discussion is, I move that disc golf on the Pusch Ridge Golf Course is an alternative use of this single-use area, and that disc golf shall not be allowed to interfere with golf course play. That staff present recommendations to the town council for the future of disc golf in Oro Valley this November, and that staff begin working with Indigo Golf, the HOAs, the Friends of Pusch Ridge Golf, on a plan to continue Pusch Ridge Golf operations past February 2024 and report to council this November.
Second that.
Okay. Discussion? Questions? Councilmember Jones-Ivey?
Councilman Solomon, I do have a question. When you say that past, what is it, FY 2024?
Yes.
Clarify that for me, please.
The original council motion when we reopened the Pusch Ridge Golf Course was to be evaluated within 3 years as to its continued feasibility, capital improvement requirements, and that motion was passed February 17, 2021, so the 3 years would be February 24.
Thank you.
Other questions? Councilmember Bowen?
I have a question for the town manager and perhaps the assistant town manager. We have a single item on our regular agenda tonight, and it clearly, to me, has a parks and recreation involvement. Do we have any parks and recreation staff here to help answer questions?
Sorry, we do not.
We don't. Okay. I want to take this opportunity to thank two members that came and spoke to us that play disc golf. I'm sorry to be contrarian, but when I was a young man and I had black hair, I played ball golf. And now that I'm older, my friends from college have gotten me into disc golf. And unlike some of my other council members, it's golf. I mean, the etiquette of ball golf is the etiquette of disc golf. And I will agree that, you know, discs fly pretty fast. So do golf balls. So what I'm really concerned here is that I've heard a lot of people come and tell us how spectacularly successful golf has been at the Push Ridge course. And I, as a council member and a representative of the entire community, have said, I want to see evidence of that success. So I've asked for the point of sale data to support the 15 or 16,000 rounds. I've heard it anecdotally from tens of people, but where I haven't heard it from is from the people who collect the data. When I played golf last Friday night on the course, I went into the pro shop, I paid $10, and I received a receipt. And that receipt does not look so different from a receipt you'd get at McDonald's or Starbucks or Walmart. It has a lot of data on it. What time I came in, what I paid for, what kind of sales tax I paid on that purchase, you know, what it was for. And it astonishes me when I ask our golf management company, can I see that data that supports this very good information, this news that I get anecdotally from people? I can't get it. Where is it? And I appreciate that the people who have come in here, you contribute about $30,000 a year to the operation of that nine holes of golf. But I will tell you, from the staff's data and not mine, golf cost us $4.7 million this year. Divide that by 45 holes, that's $100,000 a hole. If people in Push Ridge think you're subsidizing the town, I'm sorry, I think that's false. We greatly appreciate your contribution to the town, but the golf up there costs close to $1 million. $30,000, $35,000 is 3% of $1 million. So in looking out for the entire community, please help us. You know, you've asked us to help you. Help us. Ask for some transparency on the point of sale data for our golf. We've had it almost 9 years now. We've never had the data shared. I can show you the receipt. I'm sorry I didn't bring it in from my car. I've got it here on my phone. But the receipts are real. There is no possible way in my mind that we can't verify that data. That information is not disappearing between the cash register and the server. We know this information. Why don't we find it out? Why don't we manage with information, manage with transparency, and try to bring everything together and make decisions based on data rather than feeling? Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Mayor.
Vice Mayor Barrett.
I'd like to request that Mr. Solomon reread, I'm sorry, Council Member Solomon reread his motion.
Certainly. I move that disc golf on the Push Ridge Golf Course is an alternative use of this single-use area, and that disc golf shall not be allowed to interfere with golf course play. That staff present recommendations to the Town Council for the future of disc golf in Oro Valley this November. That staff begin working with Indigo Golf, the HOAs, and Friends of Push Ridge Golf on a plan to continue Push Ridge Golf operations past February 2024 and report to Council this November.
Okay. Can you read the part after you said disc golf is on Push Ridge Golf Course as an alternative use of this single use area, and disc golf shall not, can you repeat that sentence?
be allowed to interfere with golf course play.
Okay. Thank you. I apologize, but the wording is important.
No, and just to clarify, Vice Mayor Barrett is attending via Zoom, but really it's audio. We don't have any video, so it's very difficult for someone in that situation to follow something like this that I'm just reading. And so.
Yeah, thank you, Councilmember Solomon. So I have a couple thoughts and or questions or concerns. The first part is, and we may potentially need legal advice on this issue, is I have a concern with a motion that states disc golf on Push Ridge Golf Course is an alternative use of this single use area, because that would entail the council redefining something that has not been established or defined previously. So the legal wisdom of doing something like that, I find questionable. Then the issues about the disc golf, I think I definitely hear everyone's concerns. Certainly the disc golf course was not a decision that was made by council. It's been something that has been worked on by our town staff and Indigo and the Tucson Disc Golf. I always thought it was just sort of a short-term tournament kind of thing. Until recently, I wasn't aware that there was going to be a longer summer sort of disc golf that was there longer. However, I came here prepared tonight and thinking that we were going to be discussing disc golf and the operations of disc golf on the Push Ridge golf course. So the last part of the motion, I would definitely object to, which states Indigo, HOA, and Friends would work together or something to that effect on a plan to continue golf past the 2024 deadline and bring that back in November. Because I'm not prepared at this time to extend the three or more year from our previous town council motion on regular golf at the Push Ridge Golf Course, or to direct what kind of options that staff should bring forward. I think that needs some more discussion, some more analysis and looking at that. So this is really specific, saying that this is going to be a plan to continue golf past that. So I wouldn't be able to support that last point because I came prepared tonight thinking this was primarily going to be about disc golf. So those are two of my thoughts and concerns with the motion. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor.
Councilmember Solomon.
Okay, so to address those, basically the Push Ridge Golf Course is designated in our zoning documents and in other documents as a single-use area. I believe all our golf courses are designated that way, meaning that it can only be used for golf. That's its zoning. So that part of the motion is just basically reiterating the existing zoning of it and acknowledging that it is a single-use area. This is part of the concerns of the homeowners and neighbors and golfers, is that council acknowledged this is indeed used as a golf course. That's what it's zoned for. That's what it was built for. So that was that point. As far as the second point goes, the motion that was approved was that the town council direct staff to return with a plan for operating the Push Ridge Golf Course to be evaluated within 3 years as to its continued feasibility, capital improvement requirements, while also looking at alternatives to look at water usage, potential new configurations, and a third-party lease. I think basically the concern of many of our residents and users of the course is that hasn't been done, yet apparently a lot of time and effort has been devoted by staff on creating disc golf. Well, why isn't staff working on what the council directed staff to do and that date of February 21, the three-year period is fast approaching, and I think this is basically council reiterating, staff, we directed you to do this, and, you know, please make sure you are and report back to us in November. That starts giving us some additional time to look at the whole issue.
Mr. Mayor,
if I can ask for a point of clarification on Councilmember Solomon's motion.
Okay.
Councilmember Solomon, when you use the term single use in your motion, are you confining that to single use as already laid out in the existing zoning?
Yes.
Okay. If that could be clarified in the motion, I think that will be helpful.
Mr. Mayor, I have some clarifications as well that I think will help.
Okay. Mr. Cornelison, and then Vice Mayor will come to you.
Sure. Mr. Mayor, Councilmember Solomon, we did follow up on March 3rd, the subsequent town council meeting, and presented a framework as part of what our plan was going to be for the next 3 years. And although there wasn't, from my understanding, specific motion that was approved, there was an understanding that staff was to proceed with that framework. That includes an analysis and coming back. As part of that framework that we had, and we had a colorful Gantt chart, we would come back and present options and strategies to town council in January of 2024. In addition, as part of that framework, it is expected that the golf would continue through a full golf year. So that's through April of 2024. I know you mentioned February, but that's what we were intending and planning to do.
Okay. Probably open to removing that last section if, you know, since the comment by our assistant town manager, I think, you know, once again, the neighbors and people involved are looking for some reassurance and communication from the council that we are looking at this carefully. We haven't abandoned you. And I understand the vice mayor's concern. It wasn't meant to say that, no, it's definitely going to be going on, just looking for a report. So if that makes the council more comfortable, I'm willing to remove the last sentence, that is, that staff begin working with Indigo Golf, the HOAs, and Friends of Pusch Ridge Golf on a plan to continue Pusch Ridge Golf operations past February 2024 and report to council this November, since our assistant town manager just informed us that they are working on that, and this will come to council before February of 2024.
Vice Mayor Barrett.
Yes. I don't have an issue with, you know, the original motion that we passed, which said to be evaluated within 3 years, looking at alternative options and evaluating water and push and golf and, you know, making capital expenses and revenue, et cetera. So I think the data that we've gathered over the past 3 years will be valuable when we perform that analysis. But I would be in support of removing that last item. And then I also would like to consider removing the definition at the top. Disc golf on Pusch Ridge is an alternative use of this single use area as laid out in existing zoning. Because to me, this is getting into sort of a legal issue where we're trying to define legal terms here. And I think that's concerning, given that we have multiple contracts that govern this property. So I don't think that that would be a good idea for us to do that.
Vice Mayor, can you offer an alternative suggestion, a motion for Councilmember Solomon and others to consider?
Councilmember Solomon, would you read again the middle portion so I can make sure I've written it correctly?
Sure.
Disc golf shall not be allowed to interfere with golf course play.
I move that disc golf on the Pusch Ridge Golf Course is an alternative use of this single-use area and that disc golf shall not be allowed to interfere with golf course play. I think since we're discussing as part of the crux of this is the acknowledgement that disc golf is not golf. The Pusch Ridge Golf Course was designed for traditional golf. It's been utilized as that. and that there seems to be concern that because disc golf has the word golf in it, that it's golf, and that it can be, the Pusch Ridge Golf Course could be utilized unrestrictively for that because it's a form of golf. And I think that's what's caused a lot of concern among a lot of people. And I'm more than open to suggestions as to how to get this resolved.
Vice Mayor, Councilmember Jones, let's have the Vice Mayor respond, and then we'll come to you, Councilmember Jones-Ivy.
Okay. I mean, what is the intent here to just, that's different than what we already have? Because we already are only allowing disc golf in the non-golf year under the contract. And, you know, well, we already are focusing
Vice Mayor, if I may, Mr. Mayor. We don't have that anywhere. That's the issue.
Okay. Mr. Mayor, if you could go to Councilmember Jones-Ivy for a minute.
Sure. Councilmember Jones-Ivy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I am really wanting golf to be defined here. I understand that when we initially went through this process, it was for what I call traditional golf. Now we have disc golf, but who's to say that it's not golf if that's what it's been called? So can we specify traditional golf as opposed to disc golf?
Councilmember Jones-Ivy, Vice Mayor Barrett, Councilmember Solomon, and Mayor Winfield, if I may make a suggestion, I think the appropriate motion here would be something to the effect of that the town give input to the golf manager Indigo as its desires and wishes to disc golf use on the Pusch Ridge 9 golf course. I think that is the appropriate motion here. I think that that will address Councilmember Solomon's concerns regarding direction from council on this issue. And then I think Councilmember Joyce Ivy, as to your concerns about definition, I think that will give the golf manager a guideline and guidance and input from the council on direction to go. And that would be my recommendation going forward.
So can you just restate the motion that you're recommending?
As an outline of the motion, I would suggest that the verbiage be to the effect that the town give input to Indico as to the town's desires and wishes for disc golf use on the Pusch Ridge Golf Course.
And when would the council provide that input, or what would that input be?
That is to the discretion of the council. So where I use the language as it desires and wishes, that's for the council to put in what its desires and wishes are. So, for instance,
okay,
if council is...
Would that be then that disc golf this summer is temporary to be played only from the months of June through September, and that it not be played in conjunction with normal golf through the rest of the year?
That could be the input and direction of the council if that's the council's desire and wishes.
I hope someone wrote that down.
I did take some notes. One thing that I'm in support of this, disc golf being played June through September, ball golf being played November through May, and but there's also some other issues. For example, it's been brought up about discs going into individuals' backyards. and so concerns about trespass and retrieving discs. And I don't know that that necessarily needs to be encapsulated in a motion, but I think there are some issues that need some resolution. I don't think those are necessarily, you know, they can't be resolved, but I certainly would hope that that in particular would be, you know, would be addressed. So,
Mr. Mayor.
Vice Mayor.
Thank you. I actually have a couple of questions about disc golf for staff. I'm wondering, one, how much capital investment it is for us to put in disc golf, and two, how much revenue we receive for disc golf. What is it? I mean, what is it that we're discussing here from a townwide financial perspective?
Mr. Mayor, Vice Mayor Barrett, we can certainly, I think it would be beneficial for us to follow up with council with the exact numbers, but if I recall during the budget presentations, we received approximately $16,000 or $18,000 for disc golf during a couple of events during the season. In regards to what it costs to install, it's very minimal amount. That's one of the reasons I think Indigo was interested in having it during the summer month, as it was a low maintenance and low capital cost. But we'll follow up on, because I believe the baskets may have even been donated by the professional golf associations. But we'll follow up with the factual information on that. In terms of potential revenue, in addition to what those occasional events are, I think it's anticipated that for the summer, it would probably add, you know, maybe approximately $20,000.
Okay. And Mr. the Mayor. Baskets, oh, sorry.
Sorry, I apologize, Vice Mayor. Ms. Mayor, I just wanted to, I pulled up the Indigo budget, the detailed budget, and for next fiscal year. And disc golf, the projected revenues are $14,000. Doesn't deal with the expense side, but as I've had conversations with our parks personnel, it sounds like the expenses have been minimal in terms of establishing. A lot of the equipment has been donated. So that was projected as revenue for next fiscal year. I hope that's helpful.
Okay. So, I mean, in the context of our golf budget, this is very small in terms of the revenue that it brings in, as well as the expenses. So I think that's relevant over, you know, the discussions around it. And so the baskets that are being put in for the summer, are those intended to be permanent, or are they intended to be removed at the end of the summer?
Mr. Mayor, Vice Mayor Barrett, they are able to be removed. And I just want to clarify, the budget did not include the potential summer projection because we did not know at that time. So it would be approximately, if you added the 20 plus the 14. So thank you, Mr. Gephardt, for the clarification. So approximately 34.
Okay, so 34,000 in revenue. And what is the average revenue of the Push Ridge course in this last couple of years? Not counting disc golf, for ball golf.
Vice Mayor, Mr. Mayor, Vice Mayor, I can pull that up. Just give me a second.
So just for Thank clarification, you're asking for disc golf revenue or ball golf?
No, the Push Ridge course, ball golf. I'm just trying to get a sense of, you know, how much revenue disc golf brings in comparatively.
Mr. Mayor, Vice Mayor, so the total gross income through May was about almost $386,000 for Push Ridge. So it should, you know, I would anticipate it would be a little bit north of $400,000 by the end of June.
Okay, so that's ball golf and disc golf. That's the total for Push Ridge?
Mr. Mayor, Vice Mayor, that's correct. That would be the total fiscal year-to-date revenue put generated by Push Ridge.
Okay. So disc golf could potentially bring in about 10% of the revenue for Push Ridge if there were events and summer play. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry, I wanted to put that in a little bit of perspective about what it is we're discussing here. So I would propose that we move forward with a motion like what Councilmember Solomon and Mr. Rothschild proposed, that the town, you know, give input to Indigo that disc golf shall only be operated on the town's golf courses in the summer or for occasional events and not through the normal golf year, or something to that effect.
Councilmember Solomon?
Yeah, this is a shot at that motion, that disc golf play be limited to, well, once again, this is going to be regarding Push Ridge because its play is different, that disc golf play on Push Ridge be limited to June through September and not interfere with traditional golf play in the months of November to May, that staff looks into issues arising from disc golf play on Push Ridge.
Okay. Councilmember Solomon, could you also add potentially that the baskets should be removed during regular golf play?
That's a good point. Actually, my understanding is they were designed so that they fit in side sleeves, which are a few inches underground, so they can indeed be removed. But we can certainly add that.
Okay. Well, then that's okay if they were already planning to be removed. I'm not sure I want permanent baskets being put in at this point.
No, so. I agree with you.
Councilmember Solomon, so June, September is the disc golf play. November through May is, we know, the regular golf, but there's October that the overseeding. So just to be, you know, to be inclusive for the entire year so we don't have that gap, maybe that we say October through May is June through September is disc golf, October through May is regular traditional golf.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, so I would withdraw my original. Whoops, I see our attorney wanting to make a comment.
For purposes of the motion, I would just use the term golf year and not define the term golf year in the motion.
So not define October through May? Is that what you're...
Correct. Just use the language golf year.
But still include the June to September for disc golf?
Councilmember Solomon, can you please repeat?
I'm sorry. This is democracy at work, working out motions. So the current motion would be, or the new motion, disc golf play on Push Ridge be limited to June to September and not interfere with traditional golf play. So you'd say...
During the golf year.
During the golf year.
And for purposes of the motion, I don't think the motion needs the June to September limitation either, because the term golf year is otherwise defined in contractual documents.
Then should we, instead of saying June to September, the non-golf year?
Yep. What... Councilmember Solomon, as a point of sort of, I think, less is more, by just limiting the back end of the motion to the golf year, I think okay. You set the time frame in the front of the motion.
Okay, so to run this by council and the town attorney again, the motion would be this golf play on Push Ridge would be limited to June through September and not interfere with traditional golf play during the golf year, and that staff look into issues arising from disc golf play on Pooch Ridge.
Councilmember Solomon, I don't believe the motion needs the June to September time frame because the time frame is encapsulated in the golf year.
Mr. Rothschild, does it matter?
For purposes of consistency, it will make it a little bit cleaner.
All right.
Okay. So what if the motion were disc golf play on Pooch Ridge will be limited to non-golf year and not interfere with traditional golf play during the golf year, that staff look into issues arising from disc golf play on Pooch Ridge?
Mr. Mayor?
Vice Mayor?
I would support the motion, but I'd like to remove the part at the end about staff looking into issues arriving from disc golf play on Pooch Ridge, because I think that we can ask the staff to do that without having it be part of the motion. That's just something that is normally going on between we have the staff, we have Indigo, who's the one actually operating it, and we have the citizens, and we want Indigo to have some separation from the citizens, et cetera. So it's not a huge deal, but I don't think it needs to be stated in the motion. But otherwise, I would second Councilmember Solomon's motion other than that.
And Mayor Winfield, I don't know if you can hear me or not, but
Councilmember Nicholson.
Yeah, I agree. Like I'm in Florida right now. We're doing our own national constitution for NACA, but it seems like it's redundant. So with the chair being the mayor, it seems like we're obviously going to prefer golf over disc golf. So I don't think that we have to say like for certain months, because staff is going to determine what the best months are for bringing the best revenue for the town. And I don't think we even have to put that in our motion to determine that, because I think the staff and the chair being the mayor knows that that's the reason for us going through this motion is, we want to bring the best revenue and not interrupt golf play. So but that's my opinion too.
Yeah. The months were removed from the motion. Mr. Rothschild, you've heard the motion. It's been seconded. Any concerns?
I don't have any concerns.
Mr. Councilmember Solomon, would you accept removing the part at the end that staff look into issues arising, removing that and just instead ask staff to do that?
Yes, I think that's fine as long as staff acknowledges that issues have been raised and they need to look into it. I just might be concerned about removing the June to September, because now we're leaving it open to the non-golf year, and we're saying Indigo can determine that. So what if Indigo decides that, we only want golf, traditional golf on Pooch Ridge for 3 months of the year and disc golf for the rest of the year?
Council Member Solomon, I think you will give Indigo enough direction with the golf year to, if you want the June from September clarification, my recommendation would be to help Indigo and eliminate any potential ambiguity as it relates to what June and September means. I would suggest that you put in the motion June 1st through September 30th.
Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, I have two other council members that...
They can go.
Councilmember Jones-Ivey and then Councilmember Bowen and Vice Mayor Barrett. Councilmember Jones-Ivey, did you have a question or a comment?
I want to ask Councilman Solomon if he could give a complete rereading when he feels like he's gotten this motion to where it needs to be for vote.
Yes, working on it.
Councilmember Bowen.
Yes, thank you. I've got a question for the assistant town manager. Regarding the March 3rd approval of a framework that's, you know, now almost 3 years old, has there been any official reporting to the residents' council on the results? Because I do believe questions were asked at that meeting. Why are we waiting so long to get results out, to find out, you know, how successful or unsuccessful is the reopening of Pusch Ridge going to be? And I believe maybe I misheard you, but you're planning to report that in March of 2024? Did I mishear you?
Mr. Mayor, Councilmember Bowen, we have provided an annual report based on a golf year. What was the March 3rd at that meeting, we presented a pro forma, basically a timeline and steps that we were looking at doing. And as part of that presentation or that proposal, we would come back to council with options and strategies for your consideration for the course post 3 years. And that would be in January. And so we will be doing the analysis, especially when part of the rationale was to have 2 full years of golf operations and that data, so that way we could use that as part of the analysis to come forward with potential options in January of 2024.
And so, you know, what were the projections, do you recall, for about how many rounds we were going to have?
At that, I don't remember specific numbers. I want to say maybe approximately 7,000, 7 or 8,000.
Okay, so we haven't had a single report on golf that's just directed at Pusch Ridge. We've had reports on golf throughout the years as a cumulative 45-hole operation, but we haven't had a report from staff to council and to the public on how Pusch Ridge has been doing the last 2 years.
Mr. Mayor, Councilmember Bowen, I believe we have as part of our financial reports, so on the monthlies and then also annually each of the budgets.
But those are presented as 45-hole numbers, not 9-hole numbers, correct?
That is incorrect. We as part of the budget presentation, I believe we had 2 slides specifically that pertained to just the Pusch Ridge Golf Course.
Okay, I'll ask you for a council report to demonstrate that. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, they're just in the executive report, there's a separate Pusch Ridge report that's part of that that shows the rounds, and I believe it has a comparison of the previous year. So. Councilmember Jones-Ivey?
Okay.
Councilmember Solomon.
Mr. Mayor, yes, I'd like to withdraw my original motion.
I'll withdraw the second.
And in substitute with the motion that disc golf played on Pusch Ridge Golf Course shall be limited to the non-golf year June 1st through September 30th, and shall not interfere with traditional golf play during the golf year.
Second.
Discussion?
Mr. Mayor.
Vice Mayor Barrett, then Councilmember Bowen.
I can support this motion. However, I would like to point out that, and ask Councilmember Solomon if this is his intention, that reading the plain language of the motion, this would not allow for tournaments to be held during the regular golf year, which were estimated to bring in 15,000 approximately. And that's where, you know, the Pusch Ridge Golf Course was on the ESPN top 10, et cetera. So if that's the motion, Councilmember Solomon, is that the intention of your motion to not allow for tournaments?
Mr. Mayor?
Councilmember Solomon.
Yes, Vice Mayor, you bring up a good point. By all accounts, the tournament was well received by including the Pusch Ridge neighbors and players. The only issue was brought up was potentially that, and I don't think it would happen is could they basically buy the entire golf year to play a tournament. I don't think that's
really.
So I would be looking at potentially amending the motion to say other than short, I don't know how to say other time, other than
special approved tournaments.
So with that being said, I would propose the
Councilmember Solomon, before you make your proposed motion, on the front of your motion, you can add the language that town give input to Indigo and then follow the language of your motion.
Okay, I would amend the motion as follows, that the town give input to Indigo Golf that disc golf play on Push Ridge Golf Course be limited to the non-golf year, June 1st through September 30th, other than specially approved tournaments, and shall not interfere with traditional golf play during the golf year.
Second.
You got beat. Okay. Discussion? I think you had a motion. Any discussion? Councilmember Bowen?
I want to explain, and you guys have probably figured this out, why I'm going to vote against this. In my view, disc golf is no way interferes with traditional golf. You're playing one or the other. I don't know why we have to have a motion where we explicitly say something that we're never going to do. And as for revenue, the best revenue we've ever received from this course over a weekend is when we had a disc golf tournament. So as a member of the town that wants to be fiscally responsible to all of our residents, how can we turn away a successful tournament beforehand, you know, without even having the opportunity to hold it? Once again, I've been looking at this for years, and I will look out directly at all of the most prominent members of Push Ridge. I don't believe your numbers on 15 or 16,000 rounds, and there's a way to prove me wrong. Show us the point of sale data. We can't see it. I know. They're not my numbers.
Councilmember Bowen.
They're staff numbers, sir. And you interrupt it. Where are you, Mr. Mayor?
Point of order. Mr. Rothschild.
Councilmember Bowen, can we just be reminded of decorum in this session? And I believe, Mr. Mayor, you have the floor. Point.
Mr. Bowen, or Councilmember Bowen, excuse me.
I haven't relinquished the floor. And yes, please prove me wrong. You won't. I can do the math. That's 80 rounds a day for 6 months. I've been out there. I'm not speaking from a theoretical point of view. I've lived here for years, and I've been observing this. I believe it's a fraud. The rounds of play, every time we ask,
point of order.
You can't produce them.
Point
you
of order.
You can't produce them.
Okay. There's a motion on the table. Any more discussion? Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, nay.
Nay.
The ayes have it, 6-1. Future agenda items? Hearing none, I move to adjourn.
Second.
Seconded by Councilmember Jones Ivey. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed, nay. The ayes have it, 7-0.